You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Little bird with a broken wing, watching all the other birds fly as a gentle rain. And an eastern wind, maybe all you have to do is try to break tradition, set out on a mission. When you feel that finger slipping, well, you know, if you fall down, if you're going crazy, you've got my number on your Rolodex, baby. You can reach out if you ever need a friend. Yesterday's already history, tomorrow is a new mystery. You can reach out if you ever need a friend, if you ever need a friend. Quiet boy with a heavy mind makes it up then changes it again. He's got some happiness and he's got a light. All you have to do is realize that you ain't missing anything. You don't need permission to go fix the pipe that's dripping. You know, you know. If you fall down, if you're going crazy, you've got my number in your Rolodex, baby. You can reach out if you ever need a friend. Yesterday's already history, tomorrow is a new mystery. You can reach out if you ever need a friend, if you ever need a friend. Go you're gripping, just like the stone that you're skipping. Give your toes a nice cold dipping, and you know, you know, you know. If you fall down, if you're going crazy, you've got my number in your Rolodex, baby. You can reach out if you ever need a friend. Yesterday's already history.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Ducks Unlimited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife. Supporting vital ecosystems which contribute to water quality and quantity, soil health, support agriculture and economy, mitigate severe weather events, and provide opportunities for recreational access to nature. Together, we are unlimited. Learn more about programs and partnerships at ducks.ca.
street lights, stray dogs and cat fights. Life lost like a flickering flame in the snow. How long was it before we could have known? The candle was burning. Sir, I was only looking at her in the abyss of questions never answered, and everyone is covered in blood.
Maybe this one's on you, 'cause I'm a woman. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
Perhaps as much as any man, Henry David Thoreau enjoyed his walks in the woods. In June 1853, Thoreau wrote in his journal of an enchanting encounter with the wood thrush. The wood thrush launches forth his evening strains from the midst of the pines. I admire the moderation of this master. There is nothing tumultuous in his song. He launches forth one strain with all his heart and life and soul, of pure and unmatchable melody, and then he pauses and gives the hearer and himself time to digest this, and then another, and another. About a week later, Thoreau wrote again of the wood thrush, "This is the only bird whose note affects me like music. It lifts and exhilarates me. It is inspiring. It changes all hours to an eternal morning." Wood thrushes thrive in large expanses of forest, and their numbers have declined as forests have been cut on their breeding grounds and where they winter, in southern Mexico and Central America. Yet nearly half of wood thrush pairs have two broods per nesting season, so given a chance, their numbers could rebound. Protected areas like Adirondack Park, Great Smoky Mountains National Park, and Ozark National Forest give them that chance. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.